Good afternoon. This is the April 2nd meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board in Schenectady, New York. I'm Chairman John Sabini, joined by members Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond. Before we commence the agenda, I just want to announce that today we released two comprehensive databases that shine a light on horse racing in New York State that have not been shined on before. And it's something we've been working on for some time to get it in a usable form. The first is a detailed list of every horse that's broken down, died, or sustained a serious injury, or been involved in an incident at a track in New York State since 2009. I'm proud to say that one of my first actions since becoming chair of the board in 2008 was to create a standardized reporting form for all tracks to give us as much data as possible on weather conditions, track conditions, where on the track, what kind of horse, who the trainer is, who the owner is, who the jockey or driver was, if there was an equipment problem, what the results were. We finally standardized that around about late 2008. So 2009 is really our starting point for this database. The second is a list of every fine and suspension issued by the board to licensees going back nearly three decades. We believe these databases available on our website bring unparalleled transparency to New York's horse racing industry and regulation. The public has a right to know exactly what's happening in New York tracks and that the information available for public consumption and scrutiny is available to all. So that's a bit of a good news for the industry. We expect that it will grow and include more data in the near future as we perfect it moving forward. I will ask now for we call the meeting to order and then we'll have public comment.
Call the meeting to order at 2:08.
Thank you, Acting Secretary Kristen Buckley. We will now have public comment. I understand at least one wants to make a comment. He is advancing to the mic now. Please identify yourself for the folks scoring at home.
My name is Jim Gallagher. I'm the Executive Director of the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members, and board staff. On behalf of the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, I would like to provide comment on the proposed emergency amendment to the current claiming rule. While we wholeheartedly support the intent of the proposed rule change, as usual, the devil is in the details. Unfortunately, the new rule includes fatal flaws. Placing the examining veterinarian, in this instance, the NIRA vet, Dr. Anthony Vettorosa, in the sometimes impossible position of making what is literally a life and death decision under unreasonable time constraints without the benefit of having even the basic diagnostic tools available is not a reasoned solution to the problem. While the implication and focus of the proposed rule change is to protect the claiming owner, it is the best interest of the horse that should be first and foremost consideration. In fact, the pressure will be to euthanize the horse to protect the claiming owner, which is not an acceptable solution. An attempt to incorporate time frames into the rule, whether an hour or a number of days following the race, has its own complications. We would suggest that this matter be tabled. At the governor's suggestion, a blue ribbon panel of industry experts approved by the New York State Racing and Wagering Board has been assembled to examine New York's racing practices. That examination will include this exact issue. This group has quickly and aggressively begun their work. It would seem prudent to allow this task force to do their job and come forward with their recommendations. Their research, we are sure, will encompass input from the American Association of Equine Practitioners, Racing Committee, and other significant resources. It is quite possible their recommendation on the claiming rule would differ considerably from the rule promulgated at a hastily assembled emergency session. Once again, we at NYTHA support the intent of the rule change, but articulating the actual change and producing a reasonable, responsible rule is extremely complicated. If it were simple, the claiming rules dealing with this issue in all racing jurisdictions would be similar. They are not. Please proceed with caution and allow the task force that the Racing and Wagering Board has approved to move forward and address this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd ask the acting secretary to call the agenda, please.
Items previously approved, denied, or deferred by the board. There are two from the last meeting. Emergency rulemaking, thoroughbred racing claiming rule.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you, Chairman. The item before the board for action today is a proposed amendment to section, subdivision A, that is, of section 4038.5 of the board's thoroughbred claiming rules. This rule amendment would provide that a claim shall be void for any horse that dies during a race or is euthanized on the track following a race. As we know, a claiming race is one in which the owner enters a horse for potential claim by another licensee of the board. By entering the horse in the race, the owner is in effect offering the horse for sale to another individual. The existing and long-standing rule 4038.5 vests title in a claimed horse to the new in the new owner once the race begins, regardless of whether or not the horse dies during the race or is injured during a race. This proposal before the board today is intended to reduce the incidence of injuries and fatalities to horses in claiming races, as well as protect the safety of jockeys. The expectation is that this amendment will reduce or eliminate any incentive to racing a potentially unsound horse in an environment where it might be claimed. The current rule, because the title transfers regardless of death or injury, provides an incentive to race an unsound horse because it might be claimed and transferred regardless of the injury or death, so that the full risk of injuring the horse or the death of the horse, in fact, is not borne by the persons who start the horse. This amendment would add a new provision to the claiming rule, which already has avoidable claiming circumstance for such things as post-race positives and pregnancy of a horse. This rule, if approved by the board today as an emergency adoption, would be effective upon filing at the Secretary of State's office, which would be accomplished today, and it would be effective for 90 days, beginning with the date that it's submitted to the Department of State. It can be renewed as an emergency rule only if the board has proposed the rulemaking by standard rulemaking process. At this juncture for today's meeting, staff is not recommending that this rule be proposed by, as a regular rulemaking, but instead adopted for a 90-day period as an emergency.
Thank you. The concept of avoidable claim based on injury is one that has been a cause that I wanted to pursue for some time. There was an article in the media early 2009 where an old-time horseman was asked about claiming rules being anachronistic and sort of thing of the past and maybe should be looked at, and he said, well, that's our form of gambling, the horseman's form of gambling. That doesn't pass muster in 2012. And I take issue with comments offered earlier. While I respect where they're coming from, the goal here and the practice here will not be to euthanize a horse when there's a question, but rather to disincentivize the putting in a horse at risk into the claiming race. That's what we seek to do here, to preserve the horse population and to preserve, as a work rule, the riding population who has to risk life and limb being on what might be a compromised horse put into a claiming race. the number of entries into races since purse enhancement has gone up about 20%. The number of claims filed has gone up astronomically since the purses have been enriched. And claiming races have really sort of what we knew were the general statistics about claiming races have sort of turned into a distorted view of what we were used to. So this is an attempt to at least adjust temporarily or permanently, depending on what further action need be, the situation at the New York State tracks. There is this task force moving forward, and we await their action, but at the same time, I and I suspect my colleagues have always felt that it's not worthwhile to stand by while the rules almost encourage putting at-risk animals into a claiming race. And this has been addressed, I believe, by the state of California as well in the format. And in fact, in their addressing it, they cited the fact that we had been talking about it for some time. Well, the time for talk is over. And I believe that this emergency measure, which is effective for 90 days, is a good first step. It's not the last step. Far from it. There needs to be more done. But this is something we've talked about for a long time, and it's time, I believe, to give it a try and see if we can make things better. It's not a perfect solution. It's not the silver bullet. But one thing I've learned in public life is that the perfect and the good shouldn't be mortal enemies. We can only do what we can do at the time we try to do it. That's my comments. I will ask my colleagues if they have anything to say. Mr. Hogan?
I echo your sentiments, Chairman Sabini, and I would just add that I don't find anything in the emergency regulation that would any way hinder the work of the task force. And I do very much agree that we do need to act now instead of waiting for a set of recommendations that which then have to go through the whole Administrative Procedures Act again for rulemaking. And quite frankly, observing this rule in action may be helpful to the task force as well. So
right. I mean, I agree that if we wait, we will look at the task force recommendations and hopefully we'll have some good stuff in there. But this has been talked about by AEP for some time, and the fact is that if we go wait for their report and go through a rulemaking process, it'll be there'll be hundreds of races run between now and then. And since we've seen a change in practice and procedure in the last couple of months, it's time for us to at least address or fine-tune it. Mr. Diamond.
I would agree with you that the time for talk is over, the moment is now, and it's time for this change. I believe the amendment is a step in the right direction to reduce the senseless catastrophic injuries to horses and jockeys who compete in claiming races. I'm hopeful, Mr. Chairman, that the voidable claim rule will be expanded in the future. But for now, I'm pleased that this revision, which makes the industry safer and more transparent with the adoption of this rule.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll then move the emergency rulemaking thoroughbred racing claiming rule. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved.
I adjourn the meeting at 2:19.
Thank you all for your consideration.
Not even close to the record.
Cool. Sorry.
I think we're still on.
We're still on.